The last thing I want to ask you about is the Oncotype DX assay. I know the paper has just been published looking at the B20 paper. Really, I think one of the most important studies has been done in breast cancer in the last 10 years or so. Can you summarize where we're at with that and where you think the Oncotype fits in right now in clinical practice?
Sure. I agree with you. I think the B20 result was a real mixed blessing because without question, by adding chemotherapy, we have improved outcome for that group of patients. But the absolute increase was really small for the extent of therapy that a lot of women had to take. And so I think part of the deal with that trial was saying, okay, well, we have to do this now because we can't differentiate. And it's great now that we really can differentiate amongst these women with node negative ER positive breast cancer with the Oncotype test. What I feel like the data shows us is for half of the women, you can be pretty certain with them about benefit or not from chemotherapy. They have a high recurrence score. The data is striking about the magnitude of the benefit. The absolute improvement they get with CMF is 28%. I mean, it's incredible.
75% reduction in recurrence rate.
Yeah. I mean, the relative risk is 75, but the absolute step, because we used to tell women you need chemo for 4 or 5. In reality, we found a group where it's 28, and I think that's an important one, too, because in the past, clearly, if a woman was very hesitant about chemotherapy, she might decide 4% isn't worth it. But if she's in that 28% group, she may think differently. So I think it's very helpful in letting those high-risk women know that chemotherapy is particularly important in you, and you're going to get a lot out of this, not a little bit. The other end of the spectrum, of course, then are the low recurrence score patients, where we've learned that they actually do better than what we had to tell them when we averaged everybody together. They do better with their hormone therapy, and we can also say that there just isn't evidence that the chemotherapy pushes that number up higher. We have the group in the middle, the intermediate risk patients. And I think it's important for clinicians to understand about the categories of high, intermediate, and low is that those bins were created for the purposes of statistical analysis. There's not a huge difference between a patient's risk with a recurrence score of 29 and 31. We put them in different bins, but 29 has a lot more similarity with a 31 than she does the 20s. And so basically the intergroup has come up with in the Taylor studies a very pragmatic, appropriate decision where we more or less say, well, women on the upper end of the intermediate score, really, they're benefiting. They should be given chemo like a high risk. The upper end of the upper portion of the low recurrence score patients might be a little bit of benefit there. Let's talk to women about randomizing them in the study. So I think the Taylor trial does make a lot of sense right now, and it will give us that information about that in-between patients where we don't know the answer. But I think out on the ends, the Oncotype helps a great deal. Now, there are some patients where probably the Oncotype probably isn't as reliable, real large tumors, that we didn't have many tumors at all above 4 centimeters. We didn't have many women under the age of 40. You know, there's some situations where we're not as certain about the reliability. There are also things like clearly high-grade Nottingham 8 and 9 tumors virtually always are going to be intermediate to high, HER2 positives, and so you don't really learn a lot from the assay on those patients. So I don't think it's a case that everybody needs it. But boy, for your 1 to 3 centimeter grade 2 tumors, to me, it's very helpful.
I know you all are actively pursuing a project with Genomic Health looking at an assay in colon cancer, which is quite a bit behind the breast cancer effort, but you just reported data at ASCO that was interesting and encouraging. Where do you see the group heading in terms of breast cancer in the Oncotype? Are there any studies being discussed, or are you mainly just going to participate in the Taylor study?
Right now, we're supporting the Taylor trial. We're very fortunate to have Soon Paik, director of our molecular pathology, and he continues to work with other companies, other techniques to refine things. I think the thing that we're intrigued with, assays like the Oncotype, would those tests provide better information on hormone receptor status, on HER2 status, than our immunohistochemical stains. And these are things that we're continuing to look at and evaluate to see if that might be a better way to predict the cut points of who is truly ER positive and who is ER negative. Are we sure that our current immunohistochemical line is the correct line? So that's where we're working, I guess, right now, what we hope we can report on fairly soon.